The following podcast may contain names of people who have deceased. Galada, I'm your host, Luke Briscoe. I'm a Yalaji man and a digital producer at NRTV. In this series, I'll be exploring personal encounters with spirits from the other side. When you really think about it, there's no place in this country where you can escape from Indigenous ghost stories. Okay, on the show we have Casey. Casey, can you introduce yourself, please?
Hi, my name's Casey. I'm a Noongar Yoga from Perth, Western Australia. When I was about 12 years of age, I moved to Lockridge, WA. In that house, as soon as I moved into the house, I had a funny feeling about it. I didn't really know what until I moved in. And I used to go to bed. When I'd go to bed at night, I'd put my blanket over my head because I just used to get these weird, like, scary feelings over me. And going to bed at night, I actually used to hear taps at my window every single night. And I told my parents about it once it got too much because the house was actually really up high and there was nothing at all near my window. So it used to really freak me out, and my dad actually used to sleep in my room for me sometimes, and every time he slept in there, he would hear nothing at all, and I was a bit confused because I just thought, well, why is it me? And then little things started happening where we all started feeling him around the house. My younger brother, one time he thought it was a joke and sat there in his room saying, oh, can you open the door? And he was actually had a recording on his phone, which we don't have now, but the door would completely open and then he would say, now door close, and the door would completely close. And then he was going back and forth with that, and then maybe a few weeks later, as he was laying down going to bed, he was on his phone and he felt something next to him, and as he looked to the side of him, there was actually a big, dark, tall figure standing there. So he just looked at his phone and he just froze and he didn't know what to do until it went away. That was one of him showing himself. My younger brother, I guess it was for my brother playing games because he was young at the time. Most of the time when my parents used to go and I'd be in the lounge room, you could actually hear loud footsteps walking down the hall because there was a long hallway in the house, and in the lounge room there was a door, and I used to keep that door closed because I was so scared. But even with that door closed, you could hear these loud footsteps of obvious, it sounded like a large person come walking down, and then right at that door at the lounge, it would completely stop. And I remember I just used to pray and pray and pray that it would go away and that the door wouldn't open, that this thing wouldn't come into the room. So that used to be really scary. My family also have heard it. My mum and younger sibling. There was one encounter where we were all sitting in the lounge room with my mum and my sibling, and my younger sister, she wandered off into the kitchen, and we were all sitting there, and maybe a few seconds passed, and then we noticed that there was someone talking in the kitchen. So we all was like, what is that? Where's this girl? After we realised she was gone, we walked into the kitchen and she was standing in the middle of the kitchen pointing up to the air. And my mum said, what are you doing? And she said, I'm talking to Daddy. And we automatically all just freaked out. My mum just grabbed her and we just all went and sat outside. And I just remember just being so scared, thinking what is going on. It was just a really, I guess, scary time. We all knew something was there. My mum reckoned one time, my dad never believed it, so he was laying in the room one night, my mum, and the door was completely closed, and somehow this door just flew open, and my dad, even to that day, was like, no, nothing's here, because I think he grew up in that house when he was younger, so the house is like maybe 40, 50 years old, so he never thought anything was there. Yeah, it was a lot of different encounters that happened. Like, my sister used to have this toy that did not work at all. And we used to sit down in the lounge room, and out of nowhere, it used to play all different tunes. And we all used to just look at each other and just go, you know what, just don't worry about it. We know what it is. Sitting in the lounge room, I started noticing when the door was open, like a smaller figure poking around the corner of the lounge. My mum, I just thought it was me, and then I told my mum about it, and she goes, you know what, I've been seeing the exact same thing. And so we kind of freaked out, thinking, like, why we're hearing a big thing, my brother sees a tall thing next to him, why are we seeing this small thing poke around the corner? So, yeah, there was, and then one time sitting on my couch, I actually was in the lounge room with my brothers and sisters, and I said, oh, where's Dad? And as I said, where's Dad, I could see this darkness on the right side of me, and I just got up and ran straight out my front door, and all my brothers and sisters followed, because they were obviously scared too in the house, just as much as I was. But I just, when I realised, I was just like, what is that? It was like, I don't know if this fellow was like trying, I don't know what he was doing, but it felt like we were very scared, and I don't know what he wanted or what his purpose was.
Can you describe more details about the figure that you saw?
Well, it was dark. It was just completely dark, and it was tall, and it was just, there was just a dark figure that used to be there that was really, really tall. It was like, at least it would have been about the size of the door, doorway. You just completely, it was just a whole, like a dark figure that was it. Like, from what you could see, it used to be so weird, because I don't know if the whole, we were scared so much that we used to all have nightmares. Like, I used to wake up nearly every single night with just crying my eyes out from a whole lot of nightmares I would have, just crying every night waking up. Sometimes I'd even wake up with bruises on my body that I didn't even know where I got from, like on my legs. I'd wake up and be like, what, there's another bruise on me. Where am I getting these bruises from? I actually found out when I was younger that someone had actually passed away in the house. So we always thought maybe that it was a lost soul that stayed in the house, being told that someone did passed away there. We don't know exactly how they passed away, but yeah, it was kind of thinking maybe that's the reason why this person was maybe stuck there. My mum always used to tell him, like, you know, me and my children are in this house, can you please leave us alone? We really don't want to be harmed. My kids are really scared, they don't want to be scared no more. But just, it always would happen no matter what. There'd always be different things happening.
How has it changed you in your adult years?
Like, from that experience, and it really did traumatise me, where I don't sleep without a light on in my room. I don't like the dark anymore. I don't like being in a dark room. I've always got a light somewhere so that I can see around in my room, because that really was a very traumatic experience to go through, and to just kind of live it every day and night, and having to sleep under my blankets and kind of hope that nothing bad would happen, or the rugs wouldn't go flying off me and things like that. So now I just make sure my feet are literally tucked in my rug every night, and there's always a light on in my room.
Or anything that you do to prepare yourself?
I had a Bible in my room, and I'd just kind of grab it and sit with it if I felt when I was scared. I would pray to my grandmothers and my family, who will rest in peace, to please guard over me and look after me while this is happening. I would pray to God, please let my family watch over me. Please let them help me get through this and help me be strong. And that's kind of the way that I would take my mind off it and feel stronger.
Do you think that this spirit was trying to take over the father role or something like that?
Well, I kind of think that maybe it was like that, because my dad, he always worked and he was always away. So for my younger sister to actually call this large figure, she was young at the time, but to call it dad, like I'm talking to dad, it was kind of weird. And then for me to say, where's dad? And then all of a sudden, I just, this dark shadow is just right next to me. And it just really freaked me out. Like, maybe, I don't know, because my dad, he never really felt anything was there, or never really cared for anything being there. So maybe there was kind of that going on. Yeah.
And has this experience somehow opened up you know, any kind of sensitive feelings when you go out on country or other people's country? Or has it just kind of you know, made you think more about the spirit world and, you know, a lot of those cultural values that we hold?
Yeah, I guess 'cause like over here in WA, it is a really big thing, like spirits, and when you go to country and how you have to respect being in that country town, or like not walking around at night time. So it has, I do know my boundaries, and I really don't go to country towns unless I've got an elder with me that I actually feel comfortable with and that I know I'm safe with.
Okay, well, that's all we have for the show today. Is there any last words you'd like to say to our listeners?
I guess just God bless you all, and hope no one experiences this stuff, and we all learn to kind of protect each other and kind of fight off this stuff somehow.
Okay, well, thank you, Casey, for sharing the story.
Okay, thank you.
Indigenous people have lived in this country for thousands of years and formed deep spiritual relationships to the landscape, which is generational. Some of these spiritual bonds include communicating with spirits on the other side.
And she was standing in the middle of the kitchen, pointing up to the air. And my mum said, what are you doing? And she said, I'm talking to Daddy.
And within a few minutes of leaving the trees, it was like almost at the house.
From the Wawa in the south to the Dadja in the north, whether we like it or not, these spirits are a part of this land and a part of all of our lives.